hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and sent me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, they were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said, Son of man, can these bones live? When death stares at you in the face, when you're surrounded by death, can these bones live? And I answered, Oh Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. The word of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord has been prophesied. He said, surely I will cause breath to enter in. He said, I will cause breath, and they shall live. And so we prophesy the breath of God. We prophesy life where there was death. We prophesy the dry, dead bones to arise in Christ. We prophesy and we decree right now that every chain and every stronghold of death to be broken off of those we pray for, those that we are believing God for, those that belong to Christ. We call them forth and we call them by name, and we decree right now that sons and daughters, we decree right now that husbands, wives, parents, children, Lord God, I thank you. We decree right now, sisters, brothers, we call them forth. We call forth right now that every dry place, every dry, dead place that has been stolen, that has been captured by the enemy, we speak the word of God, the breath of God over you. We speak the life of Christ over you. We speak life, life where there was death. We speak life right now. I want you to prophesy to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. I want you to prophesy the truth. I want you to speak forth the word of God, the will of God, and prophesy life. Prophesy the breath of God coming upon them. Chains be broken. Strongholds be broken. The devil doesn't stand a chance. Our victory is their victory. Christ has already won. He's already defeated death. He's already conquered the grave. He's already risen in victory. I want you to have your boldness rise up. The boldness of the Lord on the inside of you. Rise up, rise up. This is just the thing. No one won a battle with their mouths closed. Don't tell me I'm praying on the inside. Don't tell me. Because there is a time for passive prayer, but there is a time for active, militant prayer. And we serve a God that says, will you be militant? Because I'm a militant God. There's a time to be militant. And if it's a time to be militant and you're operating in passivity, you've missed it. God says, I want you to partner with what I'm doing. Lord, we decree salvation, Lord God, comes forth to our homes. We decree salvation, Lord, to our family members. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, broken, hurting hearts, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Lord, give them the ability to be real, to be true, to look to you, Jesus, with their hearts, with their wounds, with their pain, oh God. Truth, Lord God. Remove, Lord God, wicked ones from amongst them. Remove, Lord God, the workers of iniquity. Remove, Lord, Job's friends from amongst them, Lord God, that would want to just keep them in a place that is stuck but not really offer true help. Remove, Lord, those that need to be removed. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we break every ungodly soul tie. We stand right now in authority. We decree right now the blood of Jesus over them. We break every demonic access. We shut down, Lord God, every place where the enemy has lured them into a place of demonic seduction. We bind and cast out right now. Yes, Lord Jesus, let the shackles fall off. The shackles fall off of our loved ones right now. Blinders come off of them right now in the name of Jesus. Off of their eyes, off of their hearts. In the name of Jesus. Lord, changing their appetites. Changing their appetites, Father. Lord, even where they longed and loved the world and the ways of the world. Father God, I thank you for changing appetites, Lord God. Let it lose its power wherever there was access, Lord God, and an allurement and a pleasure, Lord God, to do evil. Lord, let that fall by the wayside. Let them realize, my God, only by the hand of God. Lord, every place of pride, let it come down. In the name of Jesus, every place of pride, we rebuke every place of pride. We say, come down in the name of Jesus. And oh God, release your truth. Release your truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, when we speak your truth, when we read your word, when we pray your word, you said, I'm watching over my word to perform it. You said, I'm watching over my word to perform it. He's performing his word right now. He's performing his word right now. In the realm of the Spirit, he is working his word.